You know, I don't know. Like, I just
I kind of feel like I know what Big Fatty feels like.
Oh my god.
Not like the fart and chart and burp.
But the old factor.
Know. Yeah, the old factor.
The differential generations, is that what you're talking about? Got it.
I think I'm starting to feel like he feels.
I just, you know, I hate, first of all, I hate millennials because of that. Say,
first of all, hate Big Fatty.
No, Big Fatty, he's an awesome person. He really is. I mean, he's a very nice guy. Don't let his shittery fool you. He's a very nice
guy. No, his shartery.
Oh, I'm sorry. His shartery fool you.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Don't let his shittery fool you.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2135 of the BFO for Monday the 4th of April 2016. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about the weekend, and we are going to catch up on some voice letters. Yes, Big Fatty. Bracketeers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you are bracketeers today because, y'all, today, actually later tonight, is the finals of the NCAA Orange Sports Ball competition. You know that Mean King loves. And y'all, it's going to be between the North Kakalaki and the Villanova. Big Fatty, what does that mean? I don't know what a Villanova is. Big Fatty, who knew? But y'all, they're playing the sports ball finals tonight. And I can't remember who Mean King had in his bracket. Let's see if I wrote that down somewhere here. Big Fatty, let's just see here. Yes, Mean King had Kansas, North Carolina, Michigan State, and Oregon. So he's still got a chance. He's still got a chance to be a victor. Big Fatty, be a victor. Y'all, if you don't like the sports ball, just be glad it'll all be over tonight. But Big Fatty, on Sunday, the national pastime started. It's true, y'all. It's baseball season. So, you know, the Hat Arena, she'll be thrilled to death. That means she gets lots of extra naps because, y'all, she turns on the Hatlanta Braves and then falls asleep. And so, anyway, but y'all, the reason I'm playing this music is that they always play one shining moment at the end of the NCAA sports ball thing. So, y'all, let's just listen to the last little bit of it. Yes, Big Fatty, and you like it, too.
Shining moment, you reach for the sky. One shining moment, you knew. One shining moment, you were willing to try. One shining moment, you knew. One shining. Thank you.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all. Last time I talked to you, it was Thursday night, and y'all, I can't recall anything of any importance that went on Thursday night. Y'all, for right in the coal mine. Y'all, it was a relatively quiet day. The new orange hat was out of the orifice most of the week, and y'all, it was just kind of a skeleton, staff there towards the end of the week. I really can't think of anything. Y'all, a dear friend of mine passed away on a full right. Good morning. Just one of the nicest people you'll ever know. None of you knew him. Y'all, he's just a dear friend. And y'all, the thing is, he was just 50. And so y'all, you got to embrace the day as it comes to you. And I'll have nothing but fond memories of him, and he always made me smile. And y'all, you could, if you ever got him, you know how Big Fatty gets tickled at himself every once in a while. Well, y'all, if you ever got this friend of mine tickled, y'all, he'd have tears rolling down his face within seconds. And y'all, he had some of the most vulgar jokes you've ever heard, most of which I would never repeat. But y'all, he couldn't even tell them that he got so tickled at them. And so y'all, I'm probably gonna go to the funeral on Wednesday morning. I may go up just for the visitation on Tuesday night instead, but I hadn't decided that yet. But anyway, so but y'all, my point in bringing that up is just embrace every moment, just one shining moment, and y'all just keep that in mind. Y'all, speaking of embracing moments and all, y'all, that Drusilla Blomey, up there in the cola, lost his puppy dog over the weekend. And so y'all, if you see Drusilla on the Twitty or the Face Space, send him a big hug. It's never easy. And, I'm sure he would appreciate that, greatly. And moving on, for right afternoon, y'all, came home and went for a nipple walk around Fat Acres here. And it was lovely. Y'all, we were expecting rain all day long on for right, but April showers bring May flowers, and you know that was April Fool's Day. And and y'all, that's another thing about my friend. He was always so fun and happy. Y'all, I'll always associate good thoughts on April Fool's Day because of him. But anyway, came home, and y'all, instead of parking in my carport, I parked in my secondary parking space here at the villa, because y'all, I wanted a free car wash. Yes, Big Betty, you're a cheap ass. It's true. And so I parked out there, and y'all, for right evening, y'all, we had storms come through here, and it rained heavy and hard all weekend long. Not all weekend long, all Friday night. And y'all, the Ford Escape is looking pretty good. Yes, Big Betty. And on Saturday, they have here in Charleston, they have the big Cuppa River Bridge run. And y'all, my good friend, you've heard me talk of my good friend, or longtime listeners have, of my good friend, the Baby Jar, and he passed away a few years ago. But y'all, one of the memories I'll have with him is that He ran the Cuppa River Bridge run, and I walked it. That was the only time I ever did that. But I'll always anytime the Cuppa River Bridge run comes up, I'll always remember him. And that was one of our shining moments that we shared. So yeah, it was kind of a not a depressing weekend, but a weekend of memories and all. Watch the big run. Y'all had been off. It'd been off for a couple of weeks because of the sports ball. And y'all, we'll talk a little bit more about the quiz programs later on in the week. But did that. And y'all, I just enjoyed getting a good night's sleep. You know, it was raining. And, you know, whenever it rains, a Big Fatty always sleeps much better. And so y'all... got up on Saturday morning, and y'all, it was cool. A cool front had moved through. Also, it was beautiful. It's just beautiful. The sun was out. There was a cool breeze blowing, and y'all, it was just lovely. And so, y'all, I was basically a sloth on Saturday. Big Fatty, you were a sloth all weekend. It's true. I decided I wanted to take a nice warm bath Saturday afternoon. Big Fatty, that's what old people do. Big Ricky will be doing that soon. It's true. So y'all took me a warm bath. Big Fatty, did you have a razor blade nearby? No, that's what the Vons is always interested in, but not me. No. And then y'all Saturday night, I was on that Stick It With a Poke. Y'all had been a couple of weeks since we'd been on there, and y'all, there's a good crowd in the chat room. That DJ Starsage was a surprise visitor in the chat room. Ant, who was not feeling well, Ant, hope you're feeling better, was there as well, and all kinds of other folks in the chat room. Gary in Albuquerque, who was in Phoenix, a Big Fatty. I knew he had moved, but I didn't know he had moved to Phoenix. Well, he's moving to Oregon, from what I understand. They were in there, and y'all on the little show was me and Gavin and Jim and the Turnip Head and the Haunt Cub and David that Blue Jeans guy and was there somebody else in there? Big Fatty, we don't remember. Had a nice little show with them, and with a lot of cackling and all. And y'all, speaking of cackling, it was off to the Connections on Saturday night. Y'all, we learned our jewel of a bartender has moved on to other things, so we won't be seeing him, but our Jeffrey of a bartender will be taking good care of us. Y'all, he's a sweet young man. And y'all, it was just a nice evening. Had some other friends show up there, and we just all kind of caught up, and it was just real nice. And Sunday came home, and y'all, another beautiful morning here in the valley. Y'all, you know, I take it back. Thursday night, I did go to the Target, and y'all, they had lots of Easter candies on sale. So y'all, for half price, so I picked up a few things, took them into the coal mine, and got me some windshield washer fluid. Hey, you can never have enough fluid. And but y'all, that pretty much was just a quiet and relaxing weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, I gotta see y'all today. Y'all today, the fourth day of the fourth month. Y'all, we have not one, not two, but three celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first, y'all, he used to be on that dangerous and lovely little show. Y'all, it's Davey Dangerous. And yes, Big Betty, you met him. It's true. I don't remember where it was. I think maybe it may have been in the Washington, D.C.'s. Yes, Big Betty. And y'all, then our second celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all used to do that gay wasteland little show, y'all. It's the Frequency. Big Betty, whatever happened to him? He must have lost his frequency. Big Betty is silly. And y'all, then our third celebration of exiting birth canal, y'all, a very important celebration today. Y'all, he is the patron saint of the BFO. Yes, Big Betty, we couldn't have done it without him, or it's all his fault, one of the two. Y'all, it is he is the host of the Tim Kumal show. Y'all, it's Mr. Tim Kumal. Yes, Big Betty, how appropriate. And y'all, if you see that Davey Dangerous or the Frequency or Mr. Tim Kumal on the Face Space or the Twitter, y'all wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, since Mr. Tim Kumal is a vegetarian, I hope he gets a big old piece of carrot cake.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Big Fatty, this is David.
I didn't hang up on David. David, Big Betty, the crickets didn't even get started. It's true. David, thank you so much for the call. But I guess the mechanical, is still a wonky. Big Betty, wonky mechanical. Yes, Big Betty.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Adam. So I heard you talking about going on this trip to see Turnip Head, or however you say his name, and I love to travel as well, but, you know, do you have anything special that you like to, when you get on the plane, do you have anything special that you like to...
Did not do it again, y'all. That, of course, is that Adam Burns. And Adam, thank you so much for the call. And yes, Granny and I did go see the Turnip Head up there in the northern Mexico. And is there anything special I'd like to do on the when I travel? The answer is yes. I like to experience the culture. Big Fatty, in other words, you'd like to have gentlemen call us from wherever you go to come and visit you. Is that what you're saying? That's pretty much the culture. Oh, dear Gussie. Yes, Big Betty. y'all, I don't know what's wrong with this mechanical, but anyway. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. y'all, have you done your taxes? Because, you know, the time's running out. Y'all, Big Fatty's gotten word that his federal refund is going to be deposited on Wednesday. Yes, Big Fatty, you'll be having hoop-de-doo then. It's true, either that or gas. Yes, Big Fatty, or both. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Stinky Orangutans, and Roger, when Big Ricky complains about getting old, what do you have to say to that?
Don't let his shittery fool you.
Oh, Big Fatty, you know he's getting old if he's got shittery.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.